The gun runs. Houston started it, where they're getting you in three wides, and they're running out of the shotgun, and they're running inside, and the gun runs have been no fun. And then Miami did it. In San Diego, Rivers will be in the gun a lot, and this running back. So what are the problems you're having when you're in your nickel, and they're giving you three wide, and they're running out of the shotgun?
I mean, we just got to be disciplined up front. We got to be where we're supposed to be. Everybody doing their job, not trying to do anybody else's job, just holding up up front. You know, if you got the C gap, I need to stay in the C gap, not trying to be in the B gap. Because then when I go and try to do somebody else's job, now you have two players in one gap, and your gap is open, and that's when they hit you for the big run. So I just think us up front have to do a better job of holding the line of scrimmage and not getting knocked back, but knocking them back.
Lamar Woodley's hanging out with us here in the wheelhouse. John Lund, Greg Papa, 95.7 The Game. Obviously the biggest change from that game to this game, you got a new head coach. Tony Sperano is in. Dennis Allen is out. What have been the changes so far? Other than he buried a football, he changed some guys around the locker, some cosmetic things. But are you seeing changes? Are you seeing a difference?
Yeah, I think it's just a different all the way around. I think the guys on this team are sick of losing. We're 0-4, you know, coming off a bye week. You know, it's a fresh start, and I think every guy in the locker room realized that we still have an opportunity to make it into the playoffs. You know, last year I was on the 0-4 team coming out of London and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And we ended up 8-8 and almost had an opportunity going into the playoff if I think San Diego would have missed the field goal during versus Kansas City. So it's not over yet.
And that was a bad call. You guys should have made.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
is
right.
Started
and they had
that.
To kick it again, yeah.
Yeah, you guys got screwed.
You know, so it's still an opportunity here, and I think a lot of guys realize that. So this week in practice, it was very exciting. Guys was fired up, you know, ready to go. And, you know, the change in the locker room, I think it was actually pretty great because now you have different people around you, so you have opportunity to learn about other teammates. And that's the most important thing is learning – you know, about this guy. When you have a personal relationship with your teammates, you play a little bit harder for them when you have that personal relationship with them.
Tony Sperano was telling a story about 0-5 one year with Marty Schottenheimer, and they went 8-8. Have you told your teammates your story? I forgot that. You guys were 0-4 and got jobbed at a bad call. You should have made the playoffs. How'd you guys turn it around in Pittsburgh?
You know, I didn't tell them my story at all. You know, Coach mentioned it when he was talking about a few teams that started off the season 0-4. So I didn't really tell a story, but it was just an attitude thing. It's this thing of you want to win. You want to change this around. You want to be playing football in January. So it's a team mindset. You know, guys got to start believing and thinking that. And here we are. You know, we have an opportunity coming home this week against a team in our division. You know, this is our first division game. Right now we 0-0 in the division. So we still have an opportunity here. So fresh start right here at home, and I think it'd be great for us.
Is it a good thing, too, that the team that you are playing, this is, you can make an argument, this is the best team in football, very good defensively. Rivers is playing good this year. Just talk about the problems that maybe these guys present, what you've seen on film.
I mean, the thing is, and this is just how I look at it, we just can't beat ourselves. And I think if we go out there and play the way that we can play, we'll be a hard team to beat. But I just think over these past couple of weeks, we've been beating ourselves. We've been putting ourselves in bad situations. So it's almost like Oakland beating Oakland. You know, that's just how I look at it each and every week. You know, we've beaten ourselves. So I think that if we just go out here and play the way that we know we can play on defense and put our offense in good field position to go out there and put points on the board, I think that we'll be all right.
What do you think of the new head coach? You spend much time with him?
I like him.
He comes right at you, doesn't he?
Yeah. I like that. You know, you know, my since I've been here, I haven't heard much from him. You know, he's a guy that doesn't talk much, but just having the opportunity to, you know, to hear from him, I like him. You know, I like him, but at the same time, players got to go out there and play.
Yeah.
Coach is going to coach, but the players got to play. You know, it's up to them to put us in the best position, but then we got to go out there and capitalize on everything. If we don't do that, hey, you know.
Yeah.